You can listen to my new guest on the program, Fleur. Fleur, what's your last name? Fleur Evans.
Fleur Evans.
Fleur Evans. Can we hear you, Fleur?
Hello, my name is Fleur Evans.
That's better. Get a bit close to that microphone. Yeah, just more in front of it. That's right. Beautiful. Thanks, Fleur. Fleur is coming in to give us a bit of a message on what you should be doing on your summer holidays. Summer holidays are here. The sun isn't out today, but it will be out. It comes out sooner or later, doesn't it? And people in Australia, of course, got the highest rates of skin cancer in the world, I think, haven't we?
They definitely do, yes.
Yeah. So you should slip, slop, slap, according to the Cancer Council. And you're into the slip, no, not really slip category, are you? You're in the shade category.
The shade, go under a shade.
Yes.
A Kokopani shade.
Copacabani.
Kokopani.
Oh, I know, I was trying to say that earlier. Kokopani. So you started a company.
Yes.
And did this come from you being fair-skinned and having to think about what you did at the beach?
Well, I definitely can't go to the beach without a beach umbrella.
Yeah.
You know, my fair skin just burns in the Australian sun, so I've got to be extremely careful. And, you know, beach umbrella is perfect for me because it's lightweight. I can just slip under there and be protected.
It's sort of a bit of a 60s thing, a beach umbrella, isn't it? We all used to go to the beach and carry Eskies and beach umbrellas,
yep,
and
definitely
sorted paraphernalia. Do people do that these days?
It's surprising how many people don't use beach umbrellas,
yeah,
for some reason.
I was thinking that I hadn't seen. Some of them have the little tents when they've got the kids and things.
Yes.
But there's not as much beach umbrella. You used to see them everywhere, didn't you?
Exactly. So, you know, we don't know why people aren't embracing the umbrella, but we're definitely trying to bring it back.
Yeah.
Bring back the brolly into the great Australian tradition,
yeah,
of going
the
to the beach and, you know, enjoying the Australian summer. But, you know, you've got to think of protection, sun protection. It's very important.
Yeah. Now, these brollies, the ones that you've produced, did you think about the type of fabric that they were and what sort of UV rays could get through them? You know, because,
yes,
there's UVA and UVB, and some get through certain things, some don't. Because I was told the other day that a friend of mine had a skin cancer taken off their back, and they said, oh, yeah, I always used to wear T-shirts, but T-shirts are no good.
No. It's actually UPF, which is...
UPF.
And our umbrellas are rated 50+, which is the highest rating in Australia. They've been certified by the government, which is our PANSA. And, maximum protection. 30+ is just not enough.
Yeah.
And
so that would be better than years ago, would it be? Like these new ones?
Definitely. Yeah. The fabrics have advanced. You know, the technology is there, which wasn't there. And people are more conscious of it now. Whereas before, we used to go to the beaches, young people, with no sunscreen on at all, no protection whatsoever.
Yeah.
And, you know, think we'll be okay.
Yeah, and people get blisters. Oh,
that's
dear.
Exactly.
Blisters. Oh, dear me. And what about the... So when you... Is this... fabric, how is it got cotton, polyester, what sort of
it's
fabric
a,
is it?
It's a polyester.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure of the grams of the material, but
yeah,
it's particularly sun effective.
Oh, good. Okay. And the other thing that used to happen, of course, they were hard to put in the ground.
Yes,
your
definitely.
Dad always had to do it.
Yes, people do strange things when they put in beach umbrella,
yeah,
the spikes, but it's actually quite simple to do.
So do you have like a little instruction sheet that
we
comes with it?
Do,
you say,
yeah,
this is how you should put in your umbrella so that when the southerly buster comes up,
exactly,
it doesn't become a missile and
exactly
impale somebody?
Exactly. Yeah, there's definitely a spike that's attached to the umbrella. It makes it very easy to put in the ground. And also the umbrella comes with a cocoa sack.
Oh.
Which is a sandbag, refillable sandbag that attaches to the umbrella spike. And in the event of wind gusts, it stops the umbrella from flying down the beach.
What a brilliant idea.
Yes, definitely. Because, you know, when you're in the water and you turn around and your umbrella is rolling down, rolling down the beach. So that's exclusive to Kokopani. So that's another plus for our umbrella.
That is a darn good idea. Who came up with that? Because, I mean, suppose you're sitting on the beach. There's plenty of sand everywhere.
Exactly.
Sandbag is an idea that, you know, somebody should have come up with earlier.
Exactly.
Brilliant. And what's... you've got other things in the range too.
Yes.
You started this business with your partner.
Yes.
How did all this come about? What made you think of getting together and putting together a range? And
well, it really started when, you know, one Australian summer was particularly hot. We felt like going to the beach, but we couldn't because I didn't have an umbrella. So we thought we'd just drive to the shop, pick one up, and, you know, on our way, yeah, and off we go. quite simple, you would think.
You'd think, yeah.
We drove around for hours and hours trying to find an umbrella, a good quality umbrella.
Yeah.
We ended up buying a cheap one, and we took it to the beach and put it in the sand, and it split. And it just didn't last the day. So we recognised that there was a need for a good quality beach umbrella that will last, that offers maximum sun protection, which is our main focus. And that's how it started.
And did you start, did you sell through retailers or were you an online
we are
startup?
Online, exclusively online business. So we have a website which people can order online and we deliver Australia-wide as well, free delivery.
Free delivery, that's good. How do you arrange that?
Well,
because delivery in Australia, you know, what if you get someone in Port Hedland or something? Does it cost you?
We have actually quite a few people in Western Australia for some reason. You're buying our umbrellas at the moment. And Santa's put in his order.
Hot, that's why.
Santa will be delivering some Coca-Cola umbrellas definitely this summer.
Okay, so that's good. So is that do you have any? So Western Australia's a good market for you. What are the other good markets?
Obviously everywhere. Queensland.
Everywhere. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. New South Wales. We're based in Sydney, so New South Wales, Victoria. Queensland is a good market for us as well.
Yeah. And so what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be busy filling orders back at the office?
I'm going to go back and help Santa.
Because this is a pretty peak time for you, isn't
it? It is actually. Yeah. Leading up to Christmas is the most busiest time for us. And, you know, we're definitely busy and I will be ducking back there now and helping.
Because I'm on another program with one of our producers, Tanya. She has a business called Flowers by Fruit.
Yep.
And she gets so busy coming up to Christmas, she can't do any programs with us anymore in December.
Yes.
Because she's so busy trying to get the orders out. Because you've got to leave time for the delivery, haven't you? I mean,
well, especially when, Christmas Eve is Friday, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
you've really got to get it out today.
You really do
you?
Have to get your order. And if you want to order one, you know, order today or tomorrow or, you know, over the Christmas period when everyone's a bit more relaxed and it's got a bit more time to think about sun safety and going to the beach and, you know, relaxing and winding down for Christmas and the
vacation.
And just,
when you started with your umbrella.
Yes.
And then what made you think of other products? What was,
well, we need to complement our product. Our main product is our beach umbrella.
Yeah.
We sell beach towels and beach bags and hoping to expand the range, you know, down the track.
Beachy range,
yes.
So what do you do in winter? Do you just go skiing or something?
We go to the beach in overseas.
Do you? Oh, how nice. And is that proving are you exporting overseas as well?
We plan to, yes. That's obviously an expansion plan, you know.
So the dollar's gone down today.
I didn't notice, no. I'll have to go and check.
Does that help you?
I'm not too sure. Maybe.
Because we're always on the finance program, we're always talking about, you know, the dollar and whether it's going to help Australian manufacturers.
Right. Will it help us?
Hoping,
yes.
Hopefully, yes. It'd be good to get some help from somewhere.
It will be, yes.
Yeah.